Christmas for us in the Church Catholic just began on Friday. Always remember the incident. We lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We had Christmas Day and the neighbors had a beautiful tree and everything. We woke up on the Feast of St. Stephen, known as why it's called Boxing Day. We look out in the street and the tree was just thrown out in the street. What then is Christmas if it's... You know, I try to think about that. Of course, we know what the gospel, but that, what does it really mean to us? If we have to do that, have a lot of people call the 12 frantic days before Christmas to shop and get everything. And then Christmas Day comes and everybody unwraps stuff and some of they like, some of they don't like. Paper all over the place. And then comes the 1st of January. Oh, I'm up to my credit limit. Christmas is so much more than that, obviously. We look at the colors of Christmas. The red, Emily's wearing the green, the red, the white we have. The colors of Christmas, the white for the purity of God, for the eternal life, the light that He brings. Green, for that life that He gives on this earth. What then is Christmas week? We have the joy of Christmas, and the very next day we have St. Stephen, the proto-martyr and proto-deacon of the church, who I try to model as best I can. That's a tall task. But on St. Stephen's Day, we think of him preaching the gospel boldly and contending with the Jews. And what does he get for all his trouble? He gets stoned to death. But as he's being killed, he almost speaks the same words our Lord spoke from the cross. Lord, lay this not to their charge. Could we do that? I don't know how I could do that, but you know what? We rely on the power of the Holy Ghost. We can do things that we can't even imagine if the time came, when if the time came. Today is the feast of St. John the Evangelist. Of course, the one that is recorded saying the one whom Jesus loved, the beloved of Jesus. No, he didn't love more than the others, but he loved them in a different way. He was the one apostle that did not die as a martyr in the usual sense. They tried to kill him. They exiled him to Patmos and tried to cook him in a pot of oil, and I guess they didn't turn the heat up high enough, but in all seriousness, it wasn't his time. So he lived to a ripe age. He was the youngest of the disciples. And his gospel is the last one that appears to have been recorded. And with his intimacy with our Lord, he talks more about the love and character of our Lord. Luke was more concerned about the historical events. All the gospel writers had the same story and told it from a different perspective. The synoptic gospels, which are the first three, but John's gospel was different. I'm going to read a piece from St. Augustine. It's a reading from St. Augustine's commentary on the first letter of St. John. Life itself appeared in human form. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. Who could touch the word with his hand, were it not that the word became flesh and dwelt among us? The word who became flesh in order that he could be touched by hands began to be flesh in the virgin's womb. But he did not then begin to be the word. For St. John says himself, that which was from the beginning. See how his letter corroborates his gospel, from which he heard a short time ago. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Possibly some may understand concerning the Word of life as a vague expression referring to Christ, not meaning that very body of Christ which was touched by hands. But you must take into account what follows. And life itself was made manifest. It is Christ, therefore, who is the Word of life. And how was life manifested? It was from the beginning, but it had not been manifested to man. Yet, it had been revealed to the angels as they saw it, and were nourished by it as if it were their bread. What does Scripture say? Man has eaten the bread of angels. So the life itself was made manifest in the flesh because it depended on manifestation. That a reality only perceptible to the heart might also be visible to our eyes and thus heal our hearts. For the word is seen only by the heart, but the flesh is seen also by bodily eyes. There was in fact a way in which we could see the word. The word became flesh which we could see in order to heal the heart, the means by which we could see the word. And we are witnesses, he says, and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was made manifest among us. To make the text clear, it is permissible to read, was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, therefore we proclaim to you. My dear brethren in Christ, take note of this, that which we have seen and heard, therefore we proclaim to you. They, namely, the writers, saw the Lord himself present in the flesh and heard the words from the Lord's own lips and proclaimed them to us. So we also have heard, but we have not seen. Is it to be concluded that we are less blessed than those who heard and also saw this? How then does the writer add that ye may have fellowship with us? They saw, we have not seen, and yet we are in fellowship with them, for we hold a common faith. And our fellowship is with God the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And he adds, we are writing this, that your joy may be complete. This complete joy of which he speaks is in the very fellowship itself, in that very love, in that very unity. St. Augustine. Faith, the substance of things hoped for but not seen. Sight, seeing that with our bodily eyes. In the Mass, we have the great privilege of seeing our Lord present in the sacrament. The world doesn't see that. Perhaps that's why Christmas doesn't stand out as a time to celebrate, to meditate on for those time of 12 days that takes us from the crib to the wise men coming from the east and coming to bring their gifts to our Lord. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This Jesus Christ invites us to come and have Christmas communion with him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.